This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Ministry of External Affairs has informed that NDRF team has begun rescue operations at the UHLA Thain Monastery in Myanmar, where around 170 monks are still stuck. The ministry said the army team will visit the hospital site today and will set up their medical services tomorrow. As part of Operation Brahma in quake-hit Myanmar, External Affairs Ministry is also trying to get the NDRF team deployed at the Sky Villa, where four towers of 11-storey each have collapsed. The ministry added that the relief material will also be given to the SG of State Mahanayak Committee, where around 2,000 monks are sitting outside the monastery. The ministry also informed that India is providing assistance to members of the Indian community for their stay and food. In Chhattisgarh, a female Maoist has been killed in an encounter between security forces and Maoists in Dantewada district. According to the information received, a joint team of security forces had gone on an anti-Naxal operation in the forest area located on the Bijapur-Dantewada district border. During the operation, an encounter broke out this morning. Security forces have recovered the body of the killed Naxalite. A rifle and some explosives have also been recovered from the spot. Search operation is underway in the area. The Ministry of Home Affairs announced the extension of the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA, for another 6 months in parts of Manipur, Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland starting tomorrow. In Manipur, AFSPA will continue in all districts except for those under the jurisdiction of 13 police stations in 5 districts, Imphal West, Imphal East, Thaubal, Bishnupur and Kakching. The state has been grappling with ethnic violence since May 2023. The law has also been extended in 8 districts of Nagaland and parts of 5 others, while in Arunachal Pradesh, AFSPA applies to Tirap, Changlang, Longding districts and certain areas in Namsai district. In Uttar Pradesh, in a major administrative reshuffle, the Allahabad High Court has transferred 582 judicial officers. The transferred officers include 236 additional district and sessions judge, 207 civil judges, senior division, and 139 civil judges, junior division. The order for the annual transfer 2025 was issued last evening by Satish Kumar Pushkar, joint registrar of the Allahabad High Court. All transferred judges have been directed to join their new postings immediately. Kanpur saw the highest number of transfers, with 13 judges reassigned. Besides, 11 judges from Aligarh and 5 from Bareilly have also been transferred. Portals of Gangotri Dham in Uttarakhand will open on the 30th of April on the auspicious festival of Akshaya Tritiya this year. A decision to this effect was taken by Sri Gangotri Temple Committee at a meeting at Mukwa, the winter residence of Ma Ganga, yesterday. The doors of Yamunotri Dham will also open on the same day. Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. The faithfuls are offering Eid prayers in Eidgahs and grand mosques. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the nation on the occasion of Eid ul-Fitr. President Murmu said in a social media post that this festival strengthens the feeling of brotherhood and gives the message of adopting compassion and charity. Vice President Dhankar said, Eid reminds the strength people draw from their cultural diversity and the common bonds that unite them. In a social media post, the Prime Minister expressed hope that this festival enhances the spirit of hope, harmony and kindness in the society. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened Iran with bombings and secondary tariffs if Tehran does not come to an agreement with Washington over its nuclear program. In an interview with a news channel, Trump said U.S. and the Iranian officials are talking, but did not elaborate. Tehran, however, has rebuffed Trump's warning to make a deal or face military consequences. In IPL cricket today, Mumbai Indians will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.